2 hours later, Justice and Uncle Titus were standing in the airport waiting area. Because the air traffic controllers at the airport were on strike, the chaos here was worse than usual. Several signs were up about the strike. The air traffic controllers wanted to have more breaks during working time, and they needed more workers. A few weeks ago, there was almost a collision in the sky over Los Angeles. The result of the investigation showed that it was the fault of an overtired air traffic controller in the tower. "Have I ever met Jim Boy before?" asked Justice. Uncle Titus shook his head. "Aunt Matilda and I were in Chicago after he was born, but you weren't around yet." Aunt Matilda already told Justice about the complicated relationships between his relatives. His mother and Jim Boy's father had a mutual father, who was Uncle Titus's father's brother. Understanding this was no problem for Justice, the mastermind. Justice wanted to explain to Peter and Bob how he was related to Jim Boy, but they waved it off and said they didn't care. "I can't wait to see if we look alike," the first investigator said. "I doubt it," Uncle Titus said. "Jim Boy's father, Durney, is very, very tall. He's 2 feet taller than anyone else in the family. Jim Boy inherited his talent for soccer from him." When the first travelers came out of the gate, Justice craned his neck to get a better view. The first one he saw was a blonde guy who seemed really nice. He had a duffel bag and was wearing cowboy boots. But he didn't even look at Uncle Titus. Justice knew that Jim Boy had Uncle Titus's photograph with him, so he wouldn't miss him. Next, a red-haired boy in a tracksuit came along, who was looking at the people waiting. "Hi," a deep voice on their right suddenly said. "I'm James Jonas." Justice looked around, surprised. He had seen the tall guy with the long ponytail when he came out, but never thought he could be his athletic cousin. He looked more like a musician or a painter. "I'm Titus Jonas," Uncle Titus said, "and this is your cousin Justice." "Hello, Jim Boy." Justice and Jonas shook hands and smiled. "Jim Boy?" he repeated. "Nobody in Chicago calls me Jim Boy anymore."